John Wooden, the famous UCLA basketball coach, said that he didn't want the reporters to know whether his players won or lost after a game.
Hey, good morning, guys. Welcome to the Level and Up podcast with Brigham Black. I'm so grateful today to have my good friend, Justin Prince. He is an amazing entrepreneur, an author, a amazing example of how to be a great father, a great understanding of what being someone that knows how to help others at the highest level looks like. So he's a great exemplar of this in business as a coach. So excited to have you on today. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about this framework of perseverance. And one of the things I think is really helpful is to be able to connect with amazing people like this. So this is the ultimate framework to persevere against all odds unveiled. So Justin, tell us a little bit about your background. Why do people need to know you? Because I mean, you're a stud, man. I'm so grateful to have you on today.
Man, Brigham, your enthusiasm is just freaking contagious, brother. What an honor to be on with you. Super fired up to be able to be with you and with your key people here. So, you know, I come from kind of a middle-class family and from Salt Lake City, Utah. My folks, when my dad married my mom, he had two kids. So my older sister, older brother, when I was born, I was my mom's oldest. At age 12, my parents got divorced. We moved 13 times in the 7 years to the teenage years, kind of bouncing around a little bit. At that time, I have a special place in my heart for single moms, for sure. And, you know, I have no professional background. I was making pizzas. I was doing construction work. I worked at a mall kiosk. I tease people. The mall is where all of us older people used to go when the Amazon was a river. So Brigham, I don't know if you even know what a mall is, but we all used to go to a mall. All of us old people did. And we'd walk around these malls and we would try and avoid eye contact with the people that worked at the mall kiosk. You know, you try not to let, because you knew if you made eye contact, they'd try and sell you something. So that was me, you know? And sold animated Bible videos at a mall kiosk. But what I had, and I hope, I share this in common with all of your audience. What I had is I had big dreams and I had big goals and I wanted to do something in my life and I wanted my life to matter. And I wanted to live a significant life. And so age 25, I'm married at this point. I have a little baby boy and I start my first business and I just freaking go for it. Just full till, like, I got this, like, let's go. And long story short, business fails. I'm below zero financially. I'm back on credit cards. I'm back on taxes. I moved my pregnant wife and our now two kids into the loft of my wife's parents' garage. So I have two kids sleeping in the closet. My wife and I are sleeping in this loft area. I'm 27 years old. I'm a grown man. I live in the United States of America and I'm working two part-time jobs sleeping in the loft above my wife's parents' garage. I'm like, man, what the freak is wrong with me? You know? And I think a lot of people can relate to this. Maybe even as you're listening to this, you might be able to relate to this idea of, like, is it possible for me? You know, I know it's possible for Brigham. I know it's possible for others, but do I have what it takes? Like, is it ever going to happen for me? Is it ever going to happen for my family? And I asked myself those same questions. And so, long story short, I eventually built that second business, ended up selling that business. And then 11 plus years ago, I started my last business. It was with a company. It was a company in a dire financial situation. They had 8 years of double digit per year decline in revenue. They were falling apart. They had tens of millions of expiring inventory. I mean, just the whole thing was just a disaster. And so I came in as part of a transformation team to see if we could help transform this company. Mm-hmm. We kind of tore it down to the floorboards and rebuilt it. So it was like changing the engine of a 737 at 30,000 feet, you know, and we created basically a startup company out of the ashes of this business. And, you know, I went out and led sales and marketing and we did over $2.5 billion in revenue with that business. We paid out over $1 billion in commissions to the folks that were out sharing our products. Acquired millions and millions and millions of customers. And so that journey led to where I am today. You know, I'm a best-selling author. I wrote a book called Be the One. The idea is really two parts. The first part is you're the one. And success is an identity process. And you're never going to outperform the way you see yourself. So if you see yourself as a loser, you're not going to show up and play like a winner. If you see yourself as a winner, you're not going to roll over and quit like a loser would. So success is an identity process. And if you think about your parents, like, just for a minute, think about your mom, think about your dad. You know, the older we get, we realize our parents weren't perfect, but you also say, you know what? I really love my parents. Like, they did great. You know, I wouldn't be here without them. They did great things by me. And then you think of your grandparents, your great grandparents. If you were to go back 12 generations was 4,094 people. 4,094 people from all over the world came together to create you.
You are the one. And you're the one these folks lived for, bled for, cried for, died for, gave everything they had for. It was for you to have this moment, for you to be the one in your life. And the book is designed, the second part of it is not to become the one, you are the one, it's to be. And be is this present state where you go be the one today, be the one that lives a life, be the one that creates and designs and lives an unforgettable life where future generations look up and they say, it was him or it was her. She's the one that changed our line forever. She's the one, or he's the one that changed, the addiction stopped with him, or the abuse ended with her. The financial principles that set our family free, it was my great, 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 great grandpa. You know, he's the one, and they're telling your story. They know who you are, and you, you know, no one's going to pick up the story, the pen of your life and write the story. That's your job. And so, you know, make a decision today to go be the one in your life and be the one for these future generations of kids that are yet unborn.
I love that. You're basically the pioneer of perseverance. You're the pioneer of the one idea or the one part in your family lineage. You're like, that's who I am. And that's how my family will look to me. I think that's such a great visual. It's also very simple, which I think, how long did it take you to come up with this concept? Because I mean, that's probably decades of understanding and experiences to be able to say, now I understand how to help someone at this highest level.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. That's a great, so a friend of mine asked me, he goes, how long did it take you to write the book? And I said, 43 years, you know? And it's one of those things where it's a lifetime of compilation. You know, I had a guy once asked me after it was a magazine interview. It was like an article like on leadership or whatever it was. And at the end, we were kind of off record, like the kind of recording was off. And he goes, how did this all happen for you? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, how did you go from broken home and selling pizza and, you know, selling Bible videos and no education to like billions of dollars in revenue? Like, how did this happen? How did you build multi-million dollar businesses? And I was like, man, that's a good question. And so I wanted to put all of the frameworks in the formula. So in other words, I don't want a book. I hope the book inspires you. I hope the book motivates you. By the way, the word inspire is a Latin word. It means to breathe life into. I hope the book breathes life into your heart and life into your goals and life into your remembering who you really are. However, what I also hope the book does is that it teaches, that you actually get the frameworks and the formulas and exactly what you need to do to go be the one today. So in other words, it's not just like, I'm motivated. It's like, no, I'm taught. Like, I know exactly what to do. And so I try to put all the stuff that's changed my whole life, you know, these frameworks and formulas and how I, you know, patterns and habits and routines, so that each chapter stacks upon the prior chapter. And so you're like, okay, got it. Boom, got it. And then by the time you're done, it's a book that will change your whole life, you know?
Yeah. I think anytime you take decades and can compress it into days, that is the value of doing something like this, where you read a book and you're like, hey, here's the frameworks. How do I take this and stack it on top of each other?
Absolutely.
So when you're coaching people, when you're helping people, what is the biggest thing that you have recognized as far as a pattern of progress for new entrepreneurs?
That's a great question. So check this out. Let me start with this. The secret to business, the secret to life is momentum. If you want to get in great shape, you just got to start building some momentum. By the way, momentum starts literally making this decision right now. The word decision comes from the Latin. So the scission meant to cut, the D meant off. So a decision cut off all other possibilities, where an incision cut in, a decision cut off. So you can make decisions to change your whole life today, and you just cut off all other possibilities. You're like, yo, I'm going to go do this. Like, you give yourself the gift. And this is a challenge I want to give all of your listeners just while we're on this subject. I want to give you a challenge. The challenge is this: give your body the gift, give yourself the gift that 1 year from today, you make a decision that 1 year from today, you'll be in the very best shape you've ever been in your whole life. I'm talking like physical shape, right? Yeah. Like, lose the weight, gain the muscle, change your body composition. Like, your lower back doesn't have to hurt forever. You can lose these pounds. Like, you can do this. And I know a lot of us, we've gotten used to just feeling the way we feel. And I'm sharing with you, what if you gave yourself the gift of saying, I'm gonna get myself in the best shape of my life? Like, you just make what decision? I'm gonna make the decision there, and then what subsequent decisions do I need to make from there? So you make a decision to create, to design, and live an unforgettable life, right? Okay, got it. Now what do you do from there? You start building momentum. And there's a loop that I teach. It's a success loop. And the way I want you to think about it is almost like a circle. So it's like the first thing leads to the second thing, which leads to the third thing, which leads back to the first, which leads to the second. So it's like you create momentum. It's like starts to spin, like starts to create positive trajectory and momentum in your life. The first C, it's three C's, three C loop. First thing is confidence. The foundation of your success is believing in yourself. Do you believe in you? You know, you build some confidence. You say, you know what? I'm freaking going to go do this thing. I'm going to go make this thing happen. Like you start keeping your commitments you make to yourself. You start showing up with good, with you, you start focusing on the intention you have. You start reminding yourself that you can do hard things. So you start building confidence. The confidence leads to commitment. Let me put it to you this way. Where there is no confidence, there is no commitment. Why? How much commitment would you have to a business plan that you had no confidence in?
Zero. Well,
zero, right? How much commitment would you have to a exercise program that you had no confidence in? Zero. How much commitment would you have to a marriage that you had no confidence in, you know, no trust, no confidence in the relationship? Well, zero, right? So where there is no confidence, there is no commitment. Your commitment comes from this baseline of like, I'm going to freaking go do this thing, right? Now, for most of us, we are, many of you will be able to relate to this. I know I can relate to it, but we're kind of in and then out. It's like, we listen to something. We're like, I'm in, let's go. And then something happens. A customer quits, a team member quits, a challenge in the market, recession, inflation, whatever, something happens. And we don't, using kind of your focus, we don't persevere. We're like, I'm out, right? Now then we hear something else and we're back in, and we're back out, and we're back in. We go on this huge emotional roller coaster as an entrepreneur. What I want to encourage you to think about is this. In math, what's the fastest way from A to B in math? The fastest way is what? It's a straight line, right? So the journey is a journey of straight line commitment. You just get in, stay in, go all in. There's no lukewarm winners. You just go straight line across. You don't have to do the huge highs and the huge lows in the back end. You just persevere through the ups. You persevere through the downs. When the famous UCLA basketball coach said that he didn't want the reporters to know whether his players won or lost after a game. Because their emotional maturity was so stable, they were just in. You know what I'm saying? Like on big wins, they were just committed. On big losses, they were committed. Like just they persevered either way. So your commitment level leads to your competence. That's the third C.
Yeah.
The competence is your skill sets. It's basically how good are you becoming at what you do. And here's what I want you to know. When you become highly competent, you become highly confident. Because you're just like, I'm just good at this, dude. Like I know what to say. I know how to follow up. I know how to prospect. I know how to close. Like I've improved the skills. You talent your floor, skills are your ceiling, and you want to build skill above the talent. It's not enough just to have a lot of talent or enough to rely just on your baseline talent. You want to build new skills above the talent. Okay. When your competency rises, your confidence is higher, you're even more committed. Your commitment drives more skill set development with your competency. And also you start to build this spin, this momentum. Now here's what I would share today. What do you do today if you're not feeling very confident? Like maybe right now, you know, you're hearing this at a tough time. You're just like, man, I'm not sure if I can do it. I'm not sure if I have what it takes. And you're questioning whether you should persevere or not. You're just like, man, is this even going to work for me? Okay. It's a fourth C, and this C will actually get you into the loop. It'll help you to build momentum. And the C is courage, my friend. Mm. Courage. Courage is taking action when you don't have a lot of confidence. Courage is moving forward when you can't see the end of the road. Courage is you go for it, even though it's not clear what it's going to be quite yet, right? You just move forward with courage. You're just like, man, I have courage. This is going to work. Or I have courage. Even if it may not work, I still am going to take the action because I have courage. So courage will create confidence. Once you have a ton of confidence, you have to lean on courage, but courage precedes confidence. There's a great book, Brigham, written by a guy named Mark Batterson. Mark Batterson's a Christian pastor. And the book is called Chase the Lion. And the whole concept is, he tells a story about a guy named Benaiah. Benaiah has this old kind of hidden Bible character in the Old Testament. He says that he chased a lion into a pit on a snowy day. All right, first question we ask ourselves is this. How many people do you know that chase lions into pits on snowy days? Dear my friends, not many, right? So it makes this guy rare. And anything that's rare is more valuable. So a diamond that's rare is more valuable. A painting that's rare is more valuable. A basketball card that's rare is more valuable. A friendship that's rare is more valuable. A person that has courage is rare. And anything that's rare is more valuable. So the lion in the book, Chase the Lion, the lion is the dream. The lion's the goal. The lion is fighting for your goals, fighting for your dreams. The lion is going for it. It's the lion is the vision. It's the dream you have in your heart. And so he says, when people hear the roar of the lion, most of us either ignore the roar or we run from the roar. And he said, there's very few that run to the roar. They're the ones that chase the lion, chase the dream. And he built a manifesto. I want to share this with you. This manifesto is designed for those of you that need to simply lean into your courage, go for your goals, go for your dreams, fight for your future, fight for your family, fight for your finances, fight for your freedom. Like, go for this stuff. Here, the manifesto says, quit living as if the purpose of life is to arrive safely at death. Run to the roar. Go after a dream that is destined to fail without divine intervention. Stop pointing out the problems, become part of the solution. Stop repeating the past, start creating the future. Face your fears, fight for your dreams. Grab opportunity by the mane and do not let go. Live like today is the first day and the last day of the rest of your life. Blaze new trails, dare to fail, dare to be different, dare, quit holding back, quit running away, chase the lion. That's the courage. You just go for it today. Now the lion, once you have courage, then you'll build your confidence, which will build your commitment, which will build your competency, and you start to spin and create momentum in that success loop.
Man, I love that. I think one of the key elements to that is that courage thing. If you don't have courage, then you're not going to take that first step. You're going to take that next step. And man, that's so creative. I love that. One of the things that I also wanted to bring up, because I'm a theater guy. I talk with people all the time. My background is actually in acting.
Oh, wow.
Before I did anything with entrepreneurship, I taught acting and I taught Mandarin Chinese. So this idea of creativity, you have to be competent before you can really be very creative in a lot of ways. And if you don't know your lines, you don't know exactly what the bar is, then you're not going to be able to play with the dynamics.
I love that. That's so true.
About the way that actors are at the very first, the very beginning of the rehearsal process. If they don't know their lines, there's no creativity happening. There's no big choices that are happening. It's very base level. But as soon as you become competent and you take courage, having really big choices, those choices start to create different ways that you can interact with other people. And you go through those people that are on stage with you and you start making amazing connections. So yeah, I think creativity is another element to this, but it's that next level after you've gone through the courage, after you've gone through the commitment, after you've gone through all those different elements that allow you to build that confidence. I love that. So thank you so much for sharing that. It's great.
Yeah. Framework. So just to piggyback on that, I teach the same thing with speaking. Mm-hmm. I tell people they're not. So I train people on how to become really dynamic speakers. And I've had, you know, kind of the blessing and opportunity to speak all over the world now at this point. And I tell them to not wing it. People try and wing it. They try and rely on baseline, like I talked about earlier, baseline talent. They try and wing speeches. And I tell them, I said, you want to, overly prepare. You prepare. And here's why. The more prepared you are, their argument is basically this. Well, I want to be more natural or more authentic or more just kind of come across with my natural enthusiasm or whatever. And the problem is, if you get up on a big stage and you're in essence just hoping this is going to go well, that is not going to be awesome. Because what happens is when you get flustered or something doesn't go perfect, your PowerPoint doesn't work, whatever, all of a sudden your enthusiasm does not come out. You get, you start puckering up. And I tell my to over prepare. And the reason why is what you said. In other words, you become highly, highly, highly competent. Know your points, know your stories, refine them, get it down. Because that's when the charisma can come out. When you know where you just were, what point you just made, you know where you're going, you know what point you're going to make next, like you just know where you're at in the speech, then your charisma and your enthusiasm and stuff, that can come out naturally. So I'm going to start you, if you don't mind, I'm going to steal your point with the acting, because you're 100% right. That unlocks the natural confidence when you built your competency.
Yeah. If you don't have your lines down, if you don't have that next beat that you know how you connect it, and life is lived in transitions. I learned that from my friend Marilee Webb. She was my, honestly, one of my favorite mentors in my performance career. And she talked about you can tell the difference between a professional and someone that's an amateur by how they transition from thought to thought to thought.
Hmm.
It's only those that really understand what they're doing, what they're talking about, that make that seem seamless. You're like, oh, now I know what that's like. You look at a professional production, like a Broadway show, in comparison to something that is, you know, a community theater, the transitions in a Broadway show, it's part of the show and it's amazing. It, as far as the way that a community show goes, you're like, oh, that was a little clunky, but oh, now we're back to the show and the lights come back up. Drastically different. But that's something in business that I think all of us can learn from. How are we transitioning from thought to thought? How are we transitioning and pivoting when those moments are kind of coming to a close and we're going to that next stage in our business? So for you, Justin, how have you been able to find ways to power through transitions to make your perseverance something that is a superpower rather than a hindrance?
Yeah. So check this out. So the University of Pennsylvania did a study. It was 350,000 people over 22 years. And they said that there was a thinking pattern that began to emerge that was predictive of success. So if there was a way to think, a pattern of thinking that would make your success predictive, wouldn't we all want to kind of figure out what that one is, right?
Absolutely.
So what they found out, studying these successful people over 22 years, they found out that the thinking pattern was optimism. They were optimistic. And there was two characteristics these optimists had. Characteristic number one is that they had what the researchers called unrealistic expectations that they would be successful. Hmm. Unrealistic expectations. Now, I'm going to give you my commentary on it, which is this. You have these academic researchers that are studying people like all of you, you know, these kind of entrepreneurial driven people. And they hear their dreams, hear their goals, and they think to themselves, this is, again, I'm giving you my commentary on it.
Right.
They think to themselves, it's pretty unrealistic that you're going to be able to pull that off. And by the way, they might be right. Maybe it isn't realistic. But yet these optimists are just like, no, we're going to do it. You know, we're going to make this happen. Like, we're going to build a business, build a family, build a career, whatever. We're going to go make this happen. And then guess what happens? They do, you know? And so all of a sudden these unrealistic expectations become real. And the researchers are like, I don't know. I had unrealistic expectations, but they were so optimistic they did it. Okay. Second characteristic they had is that the way that they said is they tried new things until they succeeded. My friends, I want to encourage you to like underline the word until, because the word until can guarantee your success. Ogmandino in The Greatest Salesman in the World, he has this famous scroll number 3. He says, I will persist until I succeed. That is perseverance. The word until is the perseverance. I will persevere until I succeed. In other words, most people, guess how long they persevere? They persevere until it gets hot. They persevere until it gets hard. They persevere until they have a down year. They persevere until the team quits. They persevere until the customer, you know, cancels or the client goes to another firm. That's how long they persevere. They persevere until that happens and then they quit. Most people only persevered that far. But these optimists, they tried new things for how long? Until they succeeded. Now, let me ask you this question. How long does the average mom give her child to learn how to walk? Like, how long does she let that child persevere to figure out how to walk before until she finally just like, enough is enough. You're not a walker. We're not going to figure this thing out. Well, she'll let that child persevere until the child figures it out. And my friends, that's how we're actually wired. We're wired to, now, if you have to go, when you come up against the wall, don't just keep smashing your face against the wall, hoping the wall is going to fall down. Maybe you need to try and go over it. And maybe you need to try and go under it. Maybe you need to try and go around it from side to side. Maybe you need to try and go get a team of people to find the weak spots of the wall. Maybe you need to get better tools and you find, oh my gosh, look, here's a weak spot. Boom. We can pound through here. So the point is you try new things until you succeed. You persevere. How long? Until you succeed. And as I look back at my career, I would almost sum up my whole career with until, you know, just, I just kept moving forward until I figured it out. Yeah. And I know that doesn't sound formulaic, but there was times that was the formula. I just kept trying new things until I figured it out, you know? And, if you can model mentors and if you can get around people that have been there and bring, I think that's what, you know, you're able to do with this podcast is get other successful people to help you with tools and strategies. My book will help you with that kind of stuff. Those kind of things help you. But at the end of the day, you just keep moving forward. You keep persevering. You keep left foot, right foot, keep moving forward. And the direction oftentimes is more important than the destination. You just keep moving in the right direction, right direction, right direction. And eventually you'll get there. And that is the power of persevering. So the word until, you know, be an optimist, have unrealistic expectations, and then try new things until you figure it out.
Great little summary of all these ideas of perseverance. Thank you so much. Now, if you could give one call to action or one idea that you're like, man, this is, if you did nothing else, you did this one thing, it will make all the difference. What would you tell yourself 10, 15 years ago?
Here's what I would share with you. I would make a decision today to be the one for your family. This is the call to action. It's just to decide right now, like I'm the one. I'm doing this. Because when you make an actual decision, you cut off all other possibilities. And you've never been this old before, and you'll never be this young again. And you can't always control what happens, but you can control what happens next. So right now you make a decision like I'm it. I'm the one. I'm doing this. And once you make that, then the world starts aligning based on that decision. The world starts saying, okay, that's who you are. If you're the one, then we'll start figuring things out with you. And once you make that decision, there's no going back, because every decision, think about it this way, my friends, every decision you've ever made your whole life, every single one you've ever made your whole life has you listening to this, these words right now that we're talking. This, you made an appointment to be here. Now, you can't always control what happens next, but you can control what happens right now, which is to make a new decision to go be the one for your family.
I love that. Now, just to summarize this, decision is absolutely key. Making sure you've got the courage. You're taking all those different elements of your life and saying, I am the one. And when you decide and then do something about it, you're never going to be the same person. There's a word that you said, until, that I think that is so beautiful. We're going to do this until. So in Chinese, it's zhi dao. Zhi is a straight line and dao is to complete. You have this straight line to completion with until. And that mentality of I'm going to do this, I'm going to keep doing it, I'm going to keep going at it until I figure it out, even if I have to start from all these different perspectives. I think that's so valuable. So thank you so much, Justin, for being on today. How do people find you? How do they keep connecting with you? I know you've got your book. What other ways can people connect with you?
Yeah, I have a podcast, The Justin Prince Show, that I think you'll get a ton of value from across all social media platforms. Either Justin Prince or like I Am Justin Prince on social, on Instagram. And then my book will change your life, my friend. You can get it wherever you get your favorite books, Audible, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever you get your favorite books. Go get that book and don't just read it, study it, because that will be a book that will change your life as well.
I love it. Well, without any further ado, thank you so much for your time, energy, sharing some heartbeats with us today. Great frameworks. Man, it was a pleasure to spend some time with you.
Yeah, brother. Thank you for having me on. Honored to be on with you.
Absolutely. Okay. God bless, guys. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Hit that like and subscribe button. And as always, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and keep leveling up every single day. Do that one thing that will help you get to that next level. Say, God bless and have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care, Justin.